Jessie King, Buckle. As a small girl, I knew that my parents would frown upon my illustrations. They regarded them as mere frivolities. So I began hiding my artwork in the hedges as I walked home from school, retrieving it later when I felt that it was safe. My school teachers, however, understood that my yearnings were not in the least frivolous, and they spurred me on to apply to art school. In 1892, I registered as a full-time day student at the Glasgow School of Art. I believe in the vital importance of fostering one's own creative vision throughout one's life. In Glasgow, I quickly formed friendships with a number of young women artists, including Margaret and Frances MacDonald. We called ourselves the Roaring Crowd, and we all dressed in highly individual fashion, tossing out the deplorable corset, an insidious male invention intended to restrict our full participation of life. We also pioneered original concepts in the decoration of three-dimensional surfaces, rejected the self-denying stance of femininity, and had a mighty good time while we were at it. Later, in 1914, I returned to Scotland and formed Greengate Close, a small community for women artists. Some of them lived there year-round, and others, in the words of a contemporary writer, came as birds of passage with the spring and summer. I was offered a teaching post in the Glasgow School of Art's Department of Book Decoration and Design, but worked part-time there while also working on commissioned pieces for a Berlin department store, who wanted me to devise a range of items in the new Scottish style. Though I still focused on book illustration and jacket design primarily, I began other projects, designs for wallpaper, jewelry, ceramics, posters, fabrics, and metalwork. Liberty & Company accepted some of my jewelry designs, which were floral and similar in style to my book designs, and W.H. Hassler of Birmingham had samples made. The shapes and designs of my book decoration became jewelry, and I received commissions for necklaces, pendants, brooches, clasps, buckles, and even buttons made in enameled silver and gold, with the occasional pearl or semi-precious stone as ornament. My designs have a magico-mystical base. I see them vividly with my inner eye before ever setting pen to paper.